SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Michigan's governor disputes that she told the Biden campaign that her state is unwinnable.
Politico magazine reported this week that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer called the chairperson of the Biden campaign to say that after the presidential debate, Michigan was no longer winnable for Joe Biden. But Whitmer's office said the reported comment was false. And the governor insisted that the president can still win Michigan, which is a key battleground state. Democrats remain in disarray after Mr. Biden's troubling debate performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Texas say four shark attacks have disrupted 4th of July celebrations at South Padre Island, with one man being taken to the hospital for a severe bite. It's believed a single shark was responsible. Also at SRNNews.com, Google's woke AI chatbot Gemini is once again showing anti-American bias when asked questions about America's founding documents and founding fathers. According to research from the Media Research Center, when Gemini was asked, should Americans celebrate the 4th of July holiday, the chatbot responded that the question was complex with no easy answer. In response to another question asking if the United States is an exceptional country, Gemini again replied that the answer is complex, citing what it called a history of racism, inequality, and violence that contradicts its ideals. Well, Americans are celebrating July 4th, and military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the freedoms and liberties that the country enjoys 248 years later are worth celebrating.
If we neglect it today, then we might not have the types of freedoms and liberties that we enjoy that really make America a shining light on the hill.
He spoke with Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear a pornography case, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona abortion advocates say they have 800,000 petition signatures in support of placing an abortion amendment to the state constitution on the November ballot. Roughly half that many valid signatures from registered voters would be needed for the measure to qualify. If approved, the amendment would enshrine abortion in the Arizona constitution. This is SRN News. Emergency shelters are opening on Mexico's Caribbean coast ahead of Hurricane Beryl's arrival.
Businesses closed early in Playa del Carmen. In Tulum, beachside hotels are already evacuated, but Miriam Citra from Dallas decided to stay.
Just going to be hunker down and...
The powerful hurricane killed nearly a dozen people, leaving a trail of destruction in Jamaica, Barbados, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevan says after a second Mexican landfall, the Texas Gulf Coast could get a punch from Beryl next week.
Northeastern Mexico and possibly portions of the Texas coast.
Forecasters are also watching a Pacific storm, Aletta. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gun rights groups are suing California over its firearms tax. It went into effect Monday and imposes 11% excise taxes on the sale of firearms, parts, and ammo. More details at SRNNews.com.